another draw. Third success. Home one. Charlton 0-0. Scunthorpe 0-0. And now Bury 1-1 this afternoon. Stuart, we were hoping we weren't going to be having this conversation, but same old, same old.
Yeah, that's right. Another draw. Not what we were looking for. Pretty disappointed with the first half performance, I've got to say.
Was that as poor as you've been in the first half at home this season?
I think you could be spot on. And even in that, when we were pretty poor, keeper's made an outstanding save from Hansen's header. And then Jordy's got a chance, keeper saves it, 5 seconds later they're putting the ball in the back of the net. Having said that, it was the same with our goal. And they could have gone, you know, Doyle's, it's coming to Doyle, we've kicked it and we've scored off them. So yeah, first half, not happy at all. Second half, obviously better. But I think you can see and sort of feel a tension, you know, when the ball gets around the box. You know, we've snatched at a lot of opportunities second half where, you know, if you're in a confident mood, you're putting them in the corners and that. And, you know, it's, yep, same old, same old.
How do you get that confidence into them then?
I think, listen, you've just got to keep putting yourself in them positions and getting one. And, you know, Lawsie's goals is, you know, is a lovely strike. I mean, again, the keeper's made a good save off Jordy. Lawsie's followed up. Not long later, Hansen knocks one down for Law, which I thought, you know, was flying in the back of the net. It just went wide of the post. And then I think last 15, 20 minutes we've had chances where, you know, we've snatched at them. When we, if we had a little bit more composure, we would have scored. But yeah, it's just not going our way at the moment, but we can't feel sorry for ourselves. You've got obviously a big game again Monday and then next Saturday, and we've just got to keep, you know, sticking at it and keep putting pressure on teams and keep putting the, you know, the ball in the box and having shots and everything that goes to. We just need to be a little bit more clinical, which we've said probably three quarters of games this season.
You can sense the frustration in the crowd as well, can't you?
You can, yeah, and you know, you can. It's understandable. We come today against a side who've, you know, fighting for their lives, but have, you know, conceded a lot of goals. I thought we would have a lot of chances today, which we have had. The one thing they do is they have scored goals, you know, so they're always a threat. We warned the lads about the breakaway, the ball over the top. Unfortunately, we get caught with that. But listen, the first half just wasn't good enough. There's no doubt about that. It's not often this season I've been relatively angry at half time, but you know, it wasn't good enough. Second half we had a response, scored early, and we were hopeful obviously we would go on and get a goal, get the winner. We just couldn't force it.
Yeah, you were just checking your knuckles on your fist there. The wall got a bit of a pounding.
Something did, yeah.
Something had to anyway. Inevitably, the questions are going to be about strikers, missing chances, January transfer window. Are you expecting a new striker to come? Have you got somebody specific in mind?
Well, yeah, we've got a couple, but you know, it's that part of it's out of my hands, you know. So we're just hopeful that we can, you know, bring something fresh in naturally, because there's not a lot wrong. You know, there's not a lot wrong with the side.
That's the frustrating thing. The rest of it is superb.
Yeah, and we know that. And you know, we've got to try to just keep getting the best out of what we've got at this moment in time, and try to instill a little bit of confidence and belief in each other. And but the longer the run goes, you know, we keep missing good opportunities, then you know, the more tense and nervous and edgy the players get, the staff get, the fans get. There's no magic formula. You've just got to show a bit of character, a bit of bottle, keep putting yourself in them positions. And, you know, you like to think, I mean, I've never been a goal scorer, obviously, but, you know, as a goal scorer, you hopefully when you get one, you go on a little run, and, you know, that's what all strikers have got to hope for.
How tempted were you to go three at the back in the last 10 minutes, because I know the last thing you would have wanted is maybe another draw today?
I think we were creating loads of chances, you know what I mean, we were creating lots of opportunities. And
it's that last sub, you must have thought, who do I bring off here?
Yeah, but I mean, Marsh got a bang early on in the game. He won himself, or he had a little spell 15 minutes second half where he was a little bit livelier, but he got a bad bang on his hip, and at half time we're actually going to take him off, but he wanted to stay on and because as quality, we got in some good areas first half, and the quality of the ball wasn't good enough. I think we had one. Jordy put one in for Hansen, as I say, and that was probably the only bit of service he got first half. You know, great header, fantastic. You'd have been right behind it here. You know, yep. The keeper's just fingertipped it. I thought second half, Kilgallen put one in where I fancied Hansen to do better. Defenders just put him off. And as you can see, you know, the pitch is not an excuse, you know, because we went long a lot today. And, you know, later on in the game, you know, Big Doom was knocking them down. We were getting in positions and having opportunities from that. So sometimes that's what you've got to play. The pitch is getting bumpy and bobbly now at this stage of the season, which you expect. But, you know, again, overall, we're looking at it and thinking, listen, it's another opportunity missed, another opportunity to win 3 points, and it slipped through his hands.
James Meredith rested today. Was he rested? Has he got a slight knock, or is that with Monday in mind? It's a big call, that.
Little bit of both. But, you know, having spoken to Shorty, the high sort of intensity players that do lots of sprints, and, you know, that's certainly James. Marsh is another one. You know, we've got about five lads that won't be able to do at the maximum 2 games in 3 days, and James comes into that at this moment in time. So he'll be totally fine for Monday, and ready to go. Having said that, I thought, you know, Kilgallen obviously don't give you what Meredith gives you, but with Marshall playing in front here, you don't need anybody bombing on today. And, you know, I thought Kilgallen, you know, was probably as decent as anyone, certainly from in the back line. You know, his quality was a little bit better. First half, the balls from the back to the front weren't good enough. We were very sloppy in that area. And then when we did get it forward, the final ball, we've got in some good areas, wasn't good enough. And then, as I say, second half performance, you know, certainly merited the 3 points. But yet again, we're talking about missed opportunities. And I don't want to keep going on. It's like a record, isn't it? We know hopefully can do something in the window about that.
One person who's been mentioned quite a bit last week, sir, and I promise you that, of course, the next few weeks, I'm not going to throw names of players at you week in, week out, because you wouldn't appreciate that. And most of them, I'm sure, you would say, well, no comment anyway. But we must ask you about Ched Evans. A lot of speculation that you're going to be trying to sign him this month.
Yeah, well, I think that's purely what it is, if I'm honest. Funny enough, I was at the game last night. We played Chesterfield next week. Ched played. Also, the boy Jones at Port Vale, unfortunately, pulled out ill just before the game. So there's two strikers, but we were actually mainly there, me and Kenny, to watch Chesterfield. I would think there'd be clubs with better resources and bigger clubs out there looking at Ched Evans. So for me, as I say, I try to give me input, and then we leave it down to the owners and to Greg to see if they can sort and finance deals out, and, you know, hopefully that can be the case.
But is he one of the players that has been discussed or not?
Not by me, but it might have been, you know, elsewhere.
He's been mentioned in dispatches.
Sure he's been mentioned at lots and lots of clubs, and I would be doubtful of that one, but, you know, who knows?
Could I just say about Phil Moraes, because obviously he didn't make it today. How close was he?
No, unfortunately, Phil, he's got a little tear in his calf again. After playing the other game, half time, felt it tightened up. He was desperate to stay on. He thought it was just a little knock. Carried on. Come in. And then he had a scan the other day, and he'll be another 10 days. And I thought we missed that today. We needed to put on a wide man. You know, we started trying to play Laws in an area, but once we played Nicky in his best position, more central, you know, he gets a goal, almost got another one. And we, you know, with Marsh having, it looked as though we were going to have to come off at half time. We didn't have a natural wide, you know, somebody to give us a bit of width. You know, and Harris is more, he prefers playing more central, as does Nicky, as does majority of lads, you know. And without Phil, it wasn't something we could change, really. But Marsh did improve second half, you know, he tried to run his knock-off. But he might be a doubt for Monday.
Finally, Northampton then away on Monday. You could have done with a bit of a closer trip for a bank holiday at this time of year, rather than going 130 miles. What's the plan now, then? Are the players allowed a bit of licence tonight or not?
No, I've not even mentioned that. I'm sure them days have gone. They're all, you can see, what, 9 of the boys out there now doing a half an hour session. Tomorrow we'll meet up. They'll be in the pool before we travel. We'll get down there, we'll eat. They'll get massages, and then, you know, we'll discuss. We'll probably watch, actually, the game. Going down on the bus tomorrow, the Sheffield United Northampton game, and they'll be gutted, because I think they've lost a last-minute goal at Sheffield today to lose 1-0. So they've obviously put in a spirited performance there. But
likewise, Bolton, they had a last fourth minute from.
Yeah, I think Peterborough's got last minute. But listen, I generally thought today that, yeah, you always do, you've got that bit of belief. But I thought, you know, with the pressure we're having second half and the balls going in and the corners and the free kicks, you know, again, they've defended well. We need to do better. You know, some of the deliveries were decent, some of them weren't so good. So, listen, again, so the lads. Yeah, they're disappointed, naturally. But second half, they showed a little bit better. But that was not often this season we've come in and had to really have a go. And first half, we had to, really, and there was no doubt. And that one, just because of the score, we didn't play well enough. But in that, you know, we've created enough chances. Oh, not enough chances. We've created a couple of decent chances that we should have done better with. And we're just not, you know, just getting his noses in front of this minute and looking after it.
And yet again, coming up against a goalkeeper in fine form, despite the fact it's been out for 14 months.
Yeah, I've got to say this. I mean, again, you'd have been right behind it like I was. I mean, it's a great header because he's going backwards, as James, and for him to get the power that he did on it. And he's just got a fingernail, I think, to it and just touched it wide. But listen, it is what it is. We've drawn a game we wanted to win, naturally. You know, we've got still, you know, we start the new year. We've got a lot to look forward to. We've got to be really positive and still believe, which we do, that this season can be a success. And we can't keep looking back and say, oh, we've drawn another game. Yeah, we did. We've drawn it. We haven't won it. We wanted to win it. That's not going to derail us from what we want to do. So show a bit of character and we'll go again on Monday and go and do everything we can in his power to get 3 points down at Northampton.